If one is thinking about the structure of the nervous system, one has to think about the tools one uses to resolve it. With the naked eye, for example, you can resolve the structure of a brain by looking at the brain, and you see it has these gyri, these big areas that fold out and fold in, and you can resolve down maybe, if you've got very good eyes, to a few parts of a millimeter, maybe a tenth of a millimeter is what you could see. But you're not going to see much better resolution than that. If you use a magnifying glass, the resolution will be a little better. And if you use a microscope, like a fluorescence microscope, you can get the resolution down to a few parts of a micron. And a micron is a millionth of a meter. Just to give you a rough idea how big a micron is, a hair on your head is about 30 microns wide. And a very good microscope can see maybe a quarter of a micron in resolution, which is pretty good. But synapses are made up of little components that are much smaller than that, about tenfold smaller than that. And those small particles cannot be resolved with a light microscope, and one has to go all the way down to the electron microscope. Now, most people who have seen scientific pictures of brain studies have not seen in with any of the techniques I've just mentioned, but rather use techniques related to magnetic resonance imaging. And those techniques also have a resolution of about a millimeter. Not quite as good as the human eye, but it allows us to see parts of the brain that are working through the skull without having to do a dissection of a human being. You can see the parts of the brain that are thinking. So these are enormously powerful techniques, but relative to the grain of the wiring of the nervous system, they're still quite crude because they're pixel size or voxel, the three-dimensional particles of resolution they have are quite large relative to the fine structure of the nervous system.